And in studio with me, great to have Christo Esau. Christo, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gareth. Nice to be in studio with you, and just nice to be with you today, and hello to all the listeners out there. Great to be here in the studio. Thanks.
Yeah, great. Well, it's great to announce that EP Cricket have announced you as the coach for the EP Provincial team. I must be really excited about this role, and what does it mean for you?
Yeah, I'm really excited, Gareth, and what a wonderful opportunity to be able to be involved in at this level, and just awesome opportunity, and you know, just really looking forward to it.
Yeah, you've been a man of faith. You've been very open about your faith. How important is that in your, you know, in your daily life, as well as, you know, this wonderful blessing of moving into this wonderful role?
Yeah, I think that my faith, first of all, it's really great to be able to, you know, recognize the Lord and the work that He's done in my life, and just what a wonderful opportunity, and really just my calling to be able to take the gospel out there and using cricket as this vehicle, and it's just a wonderful opportunity.
Well, it seems to be many guys in our national setup as well who just absolutely love the Lord and walk with the Lord and in cricket. What is it about cricket that just, it's a real gentleman sport, supposedly, I suppose.
Yeah, I think it's good to, you know, that there are so many other guys, you know, living out their faith in the cricket circles, and this will hopefully rub off on some of the young players and just affect the communities out there, and like I said, take the gospel out there, but really using cricket as a vehicle.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, maybe just clarify for us, EP Provincial team with Warriors, there seems to be a bit of confusion. They are separate teams.
They are separate teams. The Warriors, by far the flagship team in Eastern Cape cricket. The EP team, really a feeder system.
Yes.
To the Warriors, where young and exciting players who perform well consistently season in and season out can then be given professional contracts. There's also a slight change this year in the EP team. Cricket South Africa have introduced a semi-professional league where some of the players will be compensated out of the squad. I think it's a number of seven guys will be, you know, given salaries monthly. So slight change this year to the program.
Yeah, Cricket South Africa, really, you've got their ducks in a row. They're doing an outstanding job. Let's just clarify, Warriors made up of Border, George and PE, where this now is focused on developing talent right here in Port Elizabeth.
Yes, the Warriors, the region, the Eastern Cape, blessed with talent, made up of Border Cricket, Eastern Province Cricket, as well as Southwestern Districts.
Yes.
We have come on board. So the whole region, just very fortunate to have three top provinces in South Africa pushing out talent for the Warriors and also for Cricket South Africa.
Yeah, fantastic. And I just loved seeing that 30-man squad being announced and seeing so many Warrior players there. It's wonderful to see. And some of the young guys. So we've got some great talent here. In terms of this provincial team setup, what kind of tournaments? We've got four-day games, one-day games. Is it similar to the Warriors kind of season up ahead?
The provincial team will play over 6 months. They will play three-day games. We play 13 matches. And the first half of the competition will be made up of the Pro 20, so six matches of Pro 20 cricket. And then the second half of the competition will be made up of 50-over cricket. Cricket South Africa have gone back to 50-over cricket, which will really help preparation, not just at provincial level, but also at franchise level.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, let's talk other areas of cricket. Warriors, it's a big season for them. They travel over to India with the likes of the Cobras to take part in Champions League. I think it's going to be a tough one on that wicket there. I know we did really well here last year in the Champions League, but it was wickets that we were used to. There, it's another whole kettle of fish.
I think this is the beauty about international cricket. I think Warriors cricket have shown the caliber and the quality of play that they can deliver at that sort of level. I think it will be challenging looking at the Indian wickets, but I think we're blessed that we have got quite a few internationals playing for our Warriors team, and this all bodes well for the Champions League. And really, Warriors have shown that you know, they're able to beat most sides in world cricket, so that's fantastic from that point of view.
And I see a lot of South African players not playing for their local franchises but choosing to play for the Indian Premier League. Well, that's a bit of a disappointment.
Yeah, I think it ultimately boils down to your values as an individual.
Sure.
I think, you know, some guys will be pushed by money. Other guys will, you know, your pride and the passion for the badge. And this is always the choices that one has to make. So This is international cricket, and this is what's happening at the moment in cricket.
Yeah, Proteas, a big season coming up now. We've got Australia and Sri Lanka coming here. We have a little opportunity, a little window to take that number one spot away from England as the top test team in the world, which I think is quite strange. We haven't played cricket since the 2nd of January test when we've got up to number 2. I think we should just stop playing. Maybe we'll get up to number 1. No, but yeah, a big season ahead for us. What are your thoughts about the upcoming season for the Proteas?
Well, the Proteas, I think, been a lot of changes, some really exciting changes. Gary Kirsten, you know, will lead the pack as the coach. AB de Villiers, Hashim Amla, and you still got Graham Smith, you know, who's an experienced captain in the bunch there. So, you know, I think playing Australia is always right up there, you know, playing the arch rivals, and it should be awesome. And also Sri Lanka, a different challenge. They come here. And, you know, they don't always enjoy the bouncy South African wickets. So from that point of view, I think it's really exciting. Looking at the 30-man squad that was announced earlier on, obviously the selectors are trying to cover all the bases. So Cricket South Africa at the moment in a really good space.
In a good space. Yeah, probably the concern is that they haven't played a lot of cricket now for quite a while. Australia, Sri Lanka in a series at the moment. And you can see they're not quite as sharp as they normally are. A bit of a mixed result. I mean, is it going to cost us with these series coming? We don't really have like a smaller team coming first to prepare us. We're going straight into Australia. I mean, what are we... Bit of a baptism of fire there.
Well, I think this is the exciting thing about international sport, Gareth, is that you've got to play the big guns. I think in terms of preparation, the mental toughness and the mental preparation is going to be important. There's not a lot of time to prepare in terms of skill. But I think that's why these guys are international cricketers. You've got to get into it straight away. And it's really exciting.
Yeah. And maybe just lastly, India with Gary Kirsten as the coach and yourself speaking as a coach, world number one, winning the World Cup. They go to England there now and their new coach just looks totally different. They don't look like the same team. What's going on there?
Yeah, India at the moment look a little bit in disarray. But I know that I think the big thing there was, Gareth, the change in conditions. I think India... They world beaters. They know the conditions well, and just a slight change in the conditions. The ball swinging around a bit in England, a little bit more bounce, and you know they're really battling with the conditions there. And that for me is ultimately, you know, having a new coach is one thing. He's going to need some time to, you know, get to know his players. But for me, the big thing has been the change in the conditions.
And England deserve it, number one.
England have put India under pressure. One doesn't always like to give the Poms too much credit.
Please.
But they are playing good cricket at the moment, and yeah, it's exciting for world cricket because you know everybody's going to be chasing England, and that's awesome.
Yeah, and we're more than happy to lend some of our players to them. So I mean, that's fine. Just coming back here locally, when does the actual season get underway for you guys? Yeah, the EP team.
EP team. Our first game is the 13th of October. We travel down to Paarl, where we play against Borland.
Okay.
A 3-day game, and then on the Sunday it'll be the Pro 20. So it's really exciting.
Great.
We've got some friendly games before then, one or two friendly games just to get the boys going, and we're really looking forward to the season.
Yeah, Christo, we wish you all the best. Really excited for the upcoming season, and yeah, just thank you for a great job you're doing and making us proud here in the Eastern Cape. Fantastic stuff.
Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.